from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping a report this hour as responders continue recovering bodies from the American Airlines crash with a military helicopter in D.C. last night. President Donald Trump has announced there are no survivors. Speaking from the White House, Trump says this is an hour of anguish for the nation. It's not yet known what led to the crash, but the president vowed to make sure this does not happen again. Trump spoke about FAA appointment.
I'm also immediately appointing an acting commissioner to the FAA, Christopher Rocheleau, a 22-year veteran of the agency, highly respected.
Officials say the plane broke into at least two pieces upon impact with the Army Black Hawk chopper just before 9 p.m. over the Potomac River last night. Fourth graders are falling more behind in reading skills and still behind where they were before the pandemic. The National Assessment of Educational Progress is detailing their latest findings. Despite record spending on education, the data shows reading levels in New Jersey continue to fall. This was true even before the pandemic. New Jersey is ahead of the national average, but barely. Math scores in New Jersey have been falling since 2015. With the recent bitter cold, parts of the Delaware Bay and Cape May County are now iced up. State climatologist David Robinson says this is rare.
It's far from unprecedented, but it's not something we've seen an awful lot in recent decades, that have gotten progressively warmer.
There are huge chunks of ice washing up along the shore. Parts of the bay froze, and there are floating icebergs. BRIC Mayor Lisa Crade is pushing back against an online petition drive that's calling for a unified city concept among five Ocean County communities. The proposal would combine BRIC, Toms River, Lakewood, Manchester, and Jackson townships. The petition urges residents to create a community where families and businesses can thrive. But Mayor Crade says the municipality has no interest in and will not seek to join another community to create a combined city. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Spirit Airlines is turning down a proposed merger with Frontier Airlines. Frontier has been trying to merge with Spirit since 2022 when the Denver-based company lost a bidding war with JetBlue. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 168 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Storm system rolling in tomorrow. Let's dig into our wet weather timeline so you can plan accordingly. Get that umbrella ready to go. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with rising temperatures, mainly in the 30s. Tomorrow is going to be a wet day overall. Scattered rain in the morning, becoming steadier and heavier in the afternoon and early evening, wrapping up tomorrow night. Total rainfall, half inch to an inch. We really need it. Now, there could be some wintry mix and icy spots only in North Jersey. Only tomorrow morning. Some gusty winds possible tomorrow afternoon, too. Highs tomorrow, 40 to the north, 50 to the south. Saturday, the sun comes out. It'll be breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Chance of a shower on Sunday. Could be a snow shower. Highs in the upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Orange, it is 36 degrees, Hillsborough 37, Toms River 40. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.